أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners and viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are going to talk about Imam's knowledge of the unseen. In the previous lesson, we treated this topic and we said that there are three types of the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about the knowledge of the unseen. We said that the first type of these verses of the Holy Quran say that Almighty Allah is knowing, Almighty Allah knows the world of the unseen, and everything is manifest and clear for Almighty Allah. The second type of the verse of the Holy Quran were telling us that it is Almighty Allah alone who possesses the knowledge of the unseen. The third type of the verses of the Holy Quran were telling us that not only Almighty Allah has knowledge of the world of the unseen, but also he who pleases Almighty Allah, he can also have knowledge of the world of the unseen. The same verse of the Holy Quran that I have just recited to you, dear listeners, Almighty Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is not a must for Almighty Allah that Almighty Allah should make you aware about each and everything, or he has to give you the knowledge of the world of the unseen. But whomsoever he pleases, whomsoever he chooses, or whosoever he chooses, he will give his knowledge, he will provide him the knowledge of the world of the unseen. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, from all these three types of the verses of the Holy Quran, this conclusion can be drawn, that Almighty Allah can grant knowledge to whomsoever he pleases, even from the world of the unseen. And according to the Shi'ites commentators, according to the Shi'ites exegetes, according to the Shi'ites theologians, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and his household, and the infallible Imams are the people whom Almighty Allah are pleased with. And they are the people whom Almighty Allah grant them the knowledge of the world of the unseen. And it should not be thought that having the knowledge of the world of the unseen is something impossible or something counter to Almighty Allah's unity, Almighty Allah's knowledge. No, Almighty Allah can grant this knowledge to whomsoever he pleases. And one of the examples, one of the extensions, one of the masadiq that we can explicitly call them, that is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, and his progeny. Dear listeners, from all these three types of verses of the Holy Quran, this conclusion can be drawn, that having and possessing knowledge of the world of the unseen is something possible. And whosoever Almighty Allah pleases, he can have it by Almighty Allah's permission. If Almighty Allah wills, if Almighty Allah gives this permission, for sure he can obtain this sort of knowledge as well. and it is not something impossible, and it should not be a means of excommunication. So you know that one of those miracles that the Jesus, peace be upon him, he had, that was the knowledge of the world of the unseen. It means he was giving news from the hidden. He says that, وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأَكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And I will tell you what you have eaten and what you have stored in your houses. There is indeed a sign in that for you, should you be faithful. This verse of the Holy Quran is a bit lengthy. You know that it starts with وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The translation of this verse of the Holy Quran is, and he will be an apostle to the children of Israel, and he will declare, I have certainly brought you a sign from your Lord. I will create for you out of clay the form of a bird. Then I will breathe into it, and it will become a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal the blind and the leper, and I receive the dead by Allah's leave, and I revive the dead by Allah's leave. And I will tell you what you have eaten and what you have stored in your houses. There is indeed a sign in it for you, should you be faithful. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, one of the miracles that Jesus, peace be upon him, had, it was this, to inform the people from what they have eaten in their houses and what they have stored in their houses. Where the Jesus, peace be upon him, was aware of this? For sure, it was Almighty Allah who gave this knowledge to him. And indeed, he was not able to acquire this sort of knowledge by usual means. No, it was a miracle. It was a miraculous event that Jesus, peace be upon him, became aware of what the people were eating and were storing in their houses by Almighty Allah's leave. Even he says, I would revive the dead by Almighty Allah's leave. I would breathe in it, and then it will turn to a living one. He can cure a blind one. How? It is Almighty Allah's leave. It is Almighty Allah's permission. It is Almighty Allah's power that has been given to Jesus, peace be upon him, that he was able to do all these miraculous things. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, having, obtaining, possessing knowledge of the unseen, knowledge of the world of the hidden, it is not impossible, it is possible. As it has occurred, as it has been occurred by the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he was made aware of all these things. So can we say that he did not have the knowledge of the world of the unseen? He was not aware of the Alimul Ghaib? Yeah, there is a very, very important point that we have to touch here. That the knowledge of the world of the unseen can be into two types. The first is absolute knowledge from the world of the unseen. And the second is conditional and limited knowledge of the world of the unseen. We believe that the first type is related to Almighty Allah alone, that his knowledge of the world of the unseen is unconditional and unlimited. But the human being's knowledge of the world of the unseen, even the prophets and the imams, is limited and conditional. Limited because that they themselves are created ones. They themselves are creature. Whosoever this term creature applies for, his everything is limited. His everything is conditional. Limited because of his limited existence. And conditional because of Almighty Allah's will. Whenever Almighty Allah wills, whenever Almighty Allah leaves, whenever Almighty Allah desires that he has to attain this knowledge, he will be able to do it. He will be able to have it. Otherwise, if Almighty Allah does not allow, he will not be able to attain this sort of knowledge. He will not be able to achieve such kind of knowledge. So it is dependent on Almighty Allah's will, Almighty Allah's leave and permission. Another important verse of the Holy Quran that again addresses this topic that right now we are dealing with, that is this verse of the Holy Quran. وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَذْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. When our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household said something with one of his wives and told her that you should keep it a secret, you should not unveil it, you should not make it known for others. But that wife of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, committed this mistake and said it and disclosed this secret news to another wife of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Then our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household said that why you told this news to the next one? Then the first wife said, قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ بِهَذَا. Who gave you this news? Who informed you that I have told, I have broken my promise? Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household says, قَالَ نَبَّأَنِي الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. I have been informed by all-knowing. Almighty Allah is all-knowing. What do you think? Almighty Allah informed me that you have broken your promise. You did tell me that I will not tell this news to another one. When you broke your promise, Almighty Allah told me that you have broken your promise. This verse of the Holy Quran also indicates clearly the possibility that the divine prophets have this eligibility to be informed of the word of the unseen. They have this possibility to be informed, to be made well aware of the hidden world. They are not only aware of the manifest as we are, but they are aware of the world of the hidden, the world of the unseen. Alimul Ghaib. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, we have to keep it in mind that the differences between Almighty Allah's knowledge of the world of the unseen and that of the human beings or the divine prophets and imams are as following. The first is that Almighty Allah's knowledge is of his own. No one else has granted this knowledge to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has intrinsically this knowledge. But contrary to Almighty Allah's intrinsic knowledge to each and everything, the divine prophets and the imams and the rest of the human beings' knowledge of each and everything are secondary. It is God-given. It is something that they have achieved by what Almighty Allah has given the means. For example, nowadays, we understand each and everything by our intellect. So who has given this intellect? Who has provided the human beings with this stunning element, I mean intellect? So it is Almighty Allah who has given this intellect. Secondly, Almighty Allah's knowledge is unconditional. and unlimited. But the rest of the human beings' knowledge of the world of the unseen is firstly conditional, and secondly that is limited. Whenever or wherever Almighty Allah wills, they will be made aware, or they will become aware. If Almighty Allah does not will, they will not be aware. As, for example, there are some examples that neither the prophets nor the imams nor other human beings are aware of. For example, no one else is aware of Almighty Allah's real nature, Almighty Allah's real entity and essence. No one is aware of Almighty Allah's essence. Or no one is aware of the doomsday, when would the doomsday would occur. No one is aware of the hour that the doomsday would occur. No one is aware. There have been many questions in this respect, and some were coming to the Prophet that when the doomsday would occur, our Imams, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, would tell them that no one is aware of the doomsday. No one is aware that when it would occur. So, respectable audience, there are examples, there are places and instances where our Imams, our Holy Prophet's knowledge cannot grasp it. They do not have the knowledge of those examples, those instances, those events. Yes, if Almighty Allah wills in special cases, or if they were asked by the people and they were challenged, and if they will, at that time they will be able to have some knowledge from the world of the unseen by Almighty Allah's leave, by Almighty Allah's permission. Otherwise, their knowledge is limited. Their knowledge is conditional. They do not have unlimited knowledge of the world of the unseen. Yes, the scope and the realm of their knowledge depends on Almighty Allah's will, on Almighty Allah's favor and mercy. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, let me touch a very important doubt here that some of our Sunnite brothers and some of the Wahhabis have casted this doubt or have raised this question against the Shi'ites, making this doubt or question as a means of their excommunication. They say that the Shi'ites' belief and respect with their imams are imbued or filled with exaggeration, for they believe that their imams can have knowledge of the world of the unseen, as the prophets have. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, they say that due to this belief of theirs, they should be excommunicated, they should be murdered, or they should be killed. Firstly, let me ask this question. Is knowledge of the world of the unseen, or is a belief in the knowledge of the world of the unseen particular to the Shi'ites, or our Sunnite brothers' traditional sources also cover this issue? Is it the Shi'ites' traditional sources that cover this issue alone, or the Sunnite brothers' traditional sources also cover this story? Where is the fact? The truth of the matter is that not only the Shi'ites' traditional sources, but also the Sunnite traditional sources are failed or covering this story. There are many traditions, there are many narratives, not only in the Shi'ites' book, but also in the Sunnites' book, that talk about the knowledge of the world of the unseen. Yes, the Shi'ites' traditional sources have dealt with this topic in a detailed manner. The difference between the Shi'ites' book and the Sunnite books in covering the story of the world of the unseen and the knowledge about this, that lies in this subtle difference, that we or our book talks more than the Sunnite books that talk about the world of the unseen. Briefly talking, not only the world of the unseen and the knowledge about it has come in the Shi'ites book, but also it has come in the Sunnite books as well. It should not be made a means for the excommunication of the Shi'ites. If it is a means of this, so the rest of the people should also be excommunicated. I do hate excommunicating the people because of their beliefs, because of this very Quranic concept that we have. I do hate. But one thing, that it has been done by the rest of the people against the Shi'ites. They say that they are kafir, for example. Why? Because they say that the Shi'ites are of the view that their imams have knowledge of the world of the unseen. So, respectable audience, the response is this, that not only this concept is available in the Shi'ites book, but also there are a host of traditions talking about the world of the unseen, talking about the knowledge of the world of the unseen in the Sunnites book as well. It is not something that should be made particular to the Shi'ites. This allegation or these accusations should not be fabricated against the Shi'ites. This is first. Secondly, in accordance with the Quranic verses that we have put forth, having knowledge of the world of the unseen is not something impossible. We proved it. And thirdly, it should not be a means of excommunicating. And it is something that has been wrongly done by some very minority of the Wahhabis. So we should get rid of excommunicating other Muslims because of their beliefs. Yes, if we could not prove it from the Quranic perspective, or if we could not understand in depth, so we should say that right now we do not understand. But it does not mean that the rest of the group or the rest of the Islamic sects should be called unbelievers. Another doubt that has been raised in this respect, that is, that there are some instances, we are the imams, I mean the infallible imams of the Shi'ites, were asked, do you have knowledge of the world of the unseen? Their replies were this, that no, we do not have knowledge of the world of the unseen. How to bring together, how to collect this seemingly contradictory narratives in respect with the imams? How to solve this doubt? Another problem or another doubt that has been raised in this respect is that if infallible imams enjoy God-given knowledge, so how is it possible that they should have or we should receive contradictory narratives and traditions from these imams? How is it possible that we should receive or we should have contradictory reports and traditions, I mean narratives, from the infallible imams who, according to the Shi'ites, are God-given knowledge? They are knowledgeable by Almighty Allah's favor. How is it possible such conflicting narratives should be produced or should come from these imams? This doubt can also be extended in respect with our Prophet's knowledge. We have many conflicting traditions and narratives from the Prophet as well. So it should not be a means that we should negate or we should refute the high and sublime position of the imams. No. Secondly, there are many reasons, many factors that why there are conflicting traditions in our traditional sources. So the presence of or the existence of conflicting traditions does not or do not necessarily mean that all these traditions have been produced from them in person. No, there are many other factors, there are many other reasons and motives behind these conflicting traditions and narratives. For example, the transmitters and those who have narrated these traditions, sometimes they have reported these traditions. They could not precisely record the exact words and wordings of the Prophet. And due to this, we have sometimes, we can say, contributing traditions. Sometimes we have conflicting traditions. In places where we have conflicting traditions, some of them are due to the mis-memorization of the transmitter of the hadith. It is not necessarily because of this that our Holy Prophet has, we can say, produced two types of conflicting narratives. So we cannot deal with this in detail because it needs another session. It needs another, we can say, debate that we have to talk why or what are the reasons that we have many conflicting traditions from our infallible imams and from the Prophet. And this sort of discussions are dealt with in the science of man. We call it ilm al-rijal. But briefly, to respond this doubt, that how is it possible that from the infallible imams, all these conflicting traditions should be reported? Firstly, we say that not only this doubt goes to the Prophet, to the imams, but also these doubts can be extended to the Prophet. The same response we gave for the infallibility of the Prophet, that can be given from the infallibility of the imam, first. Secondly, there are many reasons that caused production of many conflicting traditions. The presence or existence of conflicting traditions do not necessarily mean or does not necessarily mean that it is the Prophet who has produced conflicting traditions. No, exactly we do not or we cannot find conflicting words. If conflicts are there, if contradictions are there, it is due to some other secondary elements. For example, it is due to the transmitter of the hadith, or because of this that he could not precisely record what our Holy Prophet has said, or it is because of the, we can say, copying from one book to another. So all these things are dealt with in the science of man, in ilm al-rijal. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, may God bless us all that we should all understand and grasp fully the Islamic life-giving teachings and then apply them in our own practical life so that we have a happy life in this world and a happier life in the life hereafter. And may God resurrect us with his noblest creator, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. May God bless you all. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.